Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's spend a moment listening to what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1. This letter is from Paul, chosen by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus, and from our brother Sosthenes. This is a fairly familiar beginning to one of Paul's letters, but what interests me today are the last five words, and from our brother Sosthenes. We always refer to this letter as coming from Paul, and I don't think I've ever heard any reference to the fact that it also came from Sosthenes. So who was Sosthenes? He was obviously a very significant person in Paul's ministry, to be mentioned right at the start of this letter. Unfortunately, it's impossible to be sure who he was, and not least because Sosthenes, surprisingly, wasn't an uncommon name. It's tempting to think that he might be the Sosthenes who we meet in Acts chapter 18, who was the chief ruler of the synagogue in Corinth, but we can't be sure. If it was that Sosthenes, it would be fascinating to learn how he became a Christian, but we simply don't know. However, the presence of this mysterious Sosthenes tells us two really important things. Firstly, Paul believed in working closely with others. There's no question that Paul had a really prominent and important role, but he never worked in isolation. Interestingly, the majority of the letters that we describe as Paul's letters were written with at least one other person, and most commonly with his young friend Timothy. I believe it's vital for every Christian to have close friendships with other Christians. We need others with whom we can be totally honest about our joys and struggles. We need people who will be straight with us, people who can tell us when we've slipped up and give us encouragement when we need it. Paul clearly had such people around him, and I have no doubt that his ministry relied on them. Secondly, I'm struck by the hiddenness of Sosthenes. Can I be honest with you? I'd never even thought about Sosthenes before today. Here is someone who had a crucial role with one of the most famous Christians who's ever lived, and is almost completely unknown to us. Isn't that amazing? Whoever he was, he just got on with what he was doing, and clearly he was a great blessing to Paul in the process. What you and I do may never gain any wider attention, and that doesn't matter a jot. What matters is, like Sosthenes, that we get on and do what God is calling us to do. So let me ask you a question. What do you learn from the hiddenness of Sosthenes? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for calling us to serve you. Fill us with your Holy Spirit today so that we will be the best that we can be for you, whether or not anyone notices. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Arranca tus reuniones de verano con Memorial Day en The Home Depot. Llévate el asador de gas Next Grill con 4 quemadores a un precio bajo todos los días de $229. Ideal para tus carnes asadas. Completa tu patio con un lugar para cada invitado con el comedor de 7 piezas Glenridge Falls de Hampton Bay. También en compra especial por solo $499. Además tenemos entrega gratis. Ahora sí, estás listo. Pon la fecha y arma tu carnita asada este verano con The Home Depot. Sujeto disponibilidad.